Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 468 for Friday, July the 8th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market corrected higher Friday in the wake of yesterday's steep losses. Canola finished anywhere from $6 to $8 higher, with the November contract checking in at $470.50 a ton. That's actually up $8.20. Commercials were buying at the get-go as values were much weaker this morning, and a lot weaker than they had been for quite a while. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Large advances in the U.S. soy complex and crude oil underpin the market. Demand has been steady from end users, and there are ideas canola is cheap compared to other oil seeds. However, losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures undermine the market. This year's canola crop looks good so far, and there is growing speculation that the U.S. soybean crop will be very large. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 75 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., corn was 10 to 13 cents higher. The December contract was at $3.61 a bushel. Traders covered shorts, which was supportive. A new report from consulting agency Safras and Mercado predicts a major shortfall in Brazilian corn production this year. The old crop is pegged at 76.3 million tons, and that is down from last year's total of 88 million tons. Food prices in Brazil are also expected to rise by 15% this year. Soybeans were 28 to 35 cents stronger. The November contract checked in at $10.58 a bushel. U.S. soybeans corrected higher in the wake of yesterday's steep losses. According to the USDA, export sales for 2015-16 in the U.S. were 637 tons, and that largely met expectations. While rain is still sweeping across soybean fields in the U.S., hot and dry weather is expected in about 10 days, and that was supportive. Wheat was 10 cents higher, with the September contract checking in at $4.35 a bushel. The market received spillover support from corn in the early going. The U.S. dollar was weaker, though, and that underpinned wheat sales. Weather in the U.S. Southern Plains has been beneficial for harvesting. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July the 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.